This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today. I hope everything's good with you this Monday morning. Now, we got a message over the weekend from a lady called Louise. And here it is in summary. She says, I'll never get a mortgage because of the amount of hen parties I've been to. Our mate is getting married in October, and last week I got an invite to her hen party in Italy. It's a 3-night thing. It'll involve me taking 2 days off work, paying for flights, accommodation, spending money, and the hen present on top of that. This is the 4th weekend hen I've been invited to in 2 years. And because I'm invited, I like the girl and I want to go to the wedding. I feel like I can't say no. What's wrong with a few pints down the pub or a night out here in Ireland? Why do hen parties have to be so fancy these days? I haven't saved a penny in 2 years because of them. I said it to my mates and they told me I just need to suck it up, but I just feel people need to be more considerate when organising a hen or a stag. Now, the question I want to ask you is it selfish of a hen or a stag or their bridesmaid or best man or whatever to organise a hen or stag party that is abroad, that is going to cost money in flights and accommodation? It's basically a little holiday. Is it selfish of them to do that? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Maybe you are that person who had that fancy stag or fancy hen. Why did you do it? I know they say it's your last night of freedom and all of that, but you can have your last night of freedom in Dublin, can't you? Call me right now on 6797981. Simon, you're on 98FM. How are you, Simon?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Now, Simon, you had a somewhat elaborate stag a couple of years ago.
It was just coming up to 2 years ago now. Getting married in 2017, and my best man said he'll take care of the stag party. It was a lovely one less thing for me to worry about.
Okay.
It's coming up to a few weeks, a week to go. Messes me, have you got an ESTA visa sorted? Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry for cursing. Yep. Where are we off? Obviously, the States. Oh, yeah, you could say that, all right. It turns out, came around with have organized 12 of us to go over to Las Vegas for the stag. I thought was absolutely brilliant, but it turned out, yeah, it was wasn't a typical weekend over there with a few lads. It ended up bloody 10 nights total.
10 nights.
10 nights. Yeah.
My God, am I? That's some stag.
It was. It broke me anyway, and it broke a few of the other lads too.
That's what I was about to ask. Are y'all loaded? 10 nights in Vegas. That's even worse than the hangover.
Well, not particularly. Some of the lads ran out of money in the first 2 days. Another one thought he had a local pregnant.
Jesus.
It was just insanity. And some of the lads, you know, were getting away from the missus themselves for a few days and just lost the plot and lost their minds.
Now, we were talking, you heard the message that I read out from the lady who's given out yards about her friend having the hen in Italy, that it's putting people under a lot of pressure. How many of you actually went to Vegas?
12 total.
12. Yeah. And some of them ran out of money. Some of them probably couldn't even really afford to go in the first place.
It seemed that way anyway. Yeah, there was a few whip-arounds done halfway through the trip to see if we could financially support some of the lads.
Really? It was that bad?
Yeah, the lads just lost the rudder themselves too nuts. A couple of us have been there before, know how to budget it, but the lads were there for the first time, just went all out first 2 days, throwing $200 on ridiculous, spurious bets, losing everything.
God, it does sound like an episode of The Hangover, it really does. And what about this lady, what she's saying, that it is... She's basically saying it's a bit selfish of hens and stags to be organising elaborate do's like that. And you've proven it yourself, the fact that your friend, some of your friends actually ran out of money, so they really couldn't afford to go to Vegas.
Essentially, yeah, it is a bit too extravagant. But I think it's because I was one of the first out of like the main group of lads to get married that we decided that, my best man decided to do something a bit crazy. I'd say from now on... that would be the one that sets the standard for now. We're not doing that again. It'll probably be a few pints down the local next time.
But I've always wondered, what is the problem with having a few pints down the local or going down to Kilkenny or Killarney or whatever instead of leaving the country?
I think it's because it was just, I think it's because of the age group of this one as well. And none of the kind of older family members were going anything like that. It was just lads in their 20s and 30s that, yeah, decided, right, go do a mad holiday first. But I reckon for most future weddings, it's going to be nothing like that.
All right, good to talk to you, Simon. Excuse me. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. Let me read this message, and it says, my friend's hen is in Marbella this June, Thursday to Sunday, €850 each, not including flights. No way would I pay that. You can get 2 weeks in Lanzarote for that. I made an excuse not to go. There is pressure to feel like you have to go, says that message. Claudia Snowpeck is the group booking manager with the Foxy Hen. Claudia, welcome to 98FM.
Hello. Hey.
Claudia, why are so many people having extravagant hen and stag weekends?
Well, I'm just like, I was just listening to what you were saying there. I'm just thinking that everyone is attending so many hens and stags, so they're trying to make their hen or stag more unforgettable or, you know, different. So they, you know, decided to go more and more, like, you know, we're going to go abroad. We're not going to go for one night. We're going to go for 3 nights. We're going to make like a full weekend of it. So, like, it's not only a hen. It's more like an event. So like, that's why they, you know, planning.
And what are you seeing? Where are people going? Is it in Europe? Are they going to Vegas or what?
No, this is crazy. Going to Vegas, it just sounds crazy. I heard a girl that were planning to go to New York. I sound like it's just no, that's too much. Like, you know, I know it's nice to go and gather together, but like, you know, going so far is just ridiculous for me. Mainly our groups are focused on going, you know, Ireland, you know, so they prefer staying more, you know, here than going to abroad. We do have a good few groups going abroad, mainly to Amsterdam, Prague or Budapest. That would be the top destinations, and usually they're not spending that much, like, you know, so obviously they have to pay for flights, but they're spending around €300 per person. That usually includes tonight stay and, you know, an evening meal and some other stuff like activities.
Well, that's not too bad. 300 suppose
that's okay. But you can also go, you know, like most of our groups are trying to stay here in Ireland and go on Kilkenny, Carconshannon. You can even go Carconshannon for, you know, have a nice weekend in Carconshannon, you know, for go for 2 nights, have nice meal and, you know, a night in nightclub, and you can just spend €120-140 per person.
Okay, so €300 for a weekend away. Mind you, that doesn't include whatever spending money.
That doesn't
money.
Include flight. No, that's also not including the flight.
Oh, it's not including the flights?
No. That would be just for accommodation and, for food and, you know, some activities over there.
Okay, so you can add another €200 on for flights.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so and then you're spending money. So you are looking, like that message said a couple of minutes ago, you are looking at €700 or €800. It seems a little bit much for people to be putting that sort of pressure on their friends.
It is, yes. I do agree completely. It's a lot of money, you know, spending, especially if it's only one hen in a year that you have. You have another two or three in a year, and spending €700, it is a lot, like, you know, for a person. I totally agree. So, like, that's why, like, most our groups are focusing, like, you know, they want to go somewhere nice, but they prefer staying in Ireland because it's a lot cheaper, you know, because you don't have to include flights. They can go to a 4 or 5 star hotel here in Ireland and spend maybe €200 for 2 nights stay with an evening meal and, you know, some different stuff doing in the evening. So, €700 is a lot of money.
Mm. All right. Let me read this message, and it says, I recently came back from a week in the Canary Islands on a hen's. I felt pressure to go as I didn't want a falling out with the bride, as her future sister-in-law didn't attend the hen's and is now not included in the wedding party anymore. I think it's a bit selfish, but we had over a year of planning and saving, so it can be done. Yeah, I suppose if you're given a year to plan it, then maybe it's doable. And maybe that's the secret to it, Claudia, if you're going to have a hen or a stag abroad, is to plan and, you know, give people plenty of notice.
Yeah, they sure. Like, usually, like, most of our groups are planning 6 months ahead their, you know, hen or stag, you know, so everyone can, you know, save money and, you know, take a few days off from work so they can, you know, prepare for the weekend.
All right, good to talk to you. Claudia is the group booking manager with the Foxy Hen. You can check them out. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Adrian, tell your woman to get an absolute grip, will you? And grow up. If she can't afford to go, she doesn't go. Plain and simple. But my advice is to her, life's so short, go off and enjoy yourself and stop being a bleeding killjoy. Good luck.
Thank you very much indeed. Is it selfish of a groom or a bride-to-be having a stag party or a hen party abroad? Here's another WhatsApp voice message sent to us on 0877 98 98 98.
Adrian, I can't even understand how the bride and the groom can afford to do that before paying for a wedding.
Well, that's a good question, actually. But yeah, they seem to be able to. Call me right now on 6797981. Bill, I'll take your call straight after the break. Stay there. Bill, you're on 98FM. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing lot. How's things?
This is a difficult one because, especially if it's somebody close to you, you don't want to say no. You don't want to miss out on their hen or their stag. What do you do?
Say no. I can't afford to go. I mean, a couple of years ago, I was invited to a stag in Germany and... I couldn't go because if I went to the stag in Germany, I wouldn't have a family holiday with the kids. And my children would put me for anybody. So I said, no, I can't afford it, can't go. And that was the end of it. And, you know, with all due respect, if people can't accept that, if they're going to another part of the country, you know, another country, it's just that's their problem. You know, that's up to them. I mean, my own stag night, I had it in Dublin and I had a great bit of crack. My missus had the same. I'm wondering what that girl who actually sent in the message, is she married? And if so, did she have a hen night herself?
That's a good question that I don't know the answer to, unfortunately.
Yeah, but
you're saying just say no, and that's
just
fine.
No.
But you just
afford it.
You heard the message.
Yeah, but they're friends. They'll respect your decision.
Okay, but here's the message that I got. I recently came back from a week in the Canary Islands on a hens. I felt pressure to go as I didn't want a falling out with the bride, as her future sister-in-law didn't attend the hens and is now not included in the wedding party anymore.
That's just wrong. I mean, you know, if some people can afford to go to the Canaries for a week and, you know, pay their mortgage and bills and everything else, good for them. But other people can't. Well, if I couldn't go to the Canaries for a week on a stag night and pay me mortgage, you know, for my kids and everything else, I just couldn't do it. And, like, to be honest with you, a week in the Canaries, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would you need something like that? What's wrong with going to just for argument's sake, a week in London, Manchester, Liverpool, a week in Cork, something like that? Like, I stagged there about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, over in Westport. And it was a weekend. And you know what? It was great crack. I drove over. It was a great bit of crack open weekend. And it only cost any more than 100, 150 quid. And it was the best crack. I have to say, and it was great crack.
All right, stay there for 1 second.
I don't get it, you know?
Okay, stay there for a second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us 0877-989898. Is it selfish of hens or stags to be organising elaborate events weekends away, weeks away in some cases, or as you heard a couple of minutes ago, a week in Vegas, 10 days in Vegas? Like, seriously. If you can't afford it, says this message, just don't go. It's not selfish to go where you want on your hen or stag. You see, I think there's a part of me that thinks it kind of is, unless you give the people a year's notice that you're going to be having your hen or your stag abroad. If they've a year's notice, yeah, fair enough, they could be able to save up for that year. But if you give them only a couple of weeks' notice, it's a lot of money. And in fact, I heard one recent hen, and they went off on this elaborate weekend away, and all the bridesmaid asked everybody to chip in to pay for the hen. So not only did they have to pay for themselves, they also had to pay for the hen to go. So it was even more expense. Call me right now, 6797981. 98FM, please don't give out my name, says this message. But a family member is getting married away next year and I have to go as I'm a bridesmaid. But it's costing me $7,500 to bring the family. Flights, accommodation and spending money. They said to just think of it as your family holiday, but I couldn't ever afford a holiday like that. A week in Cork is where I go. Feeling annoyed, says that message. See, that's the sort of pressure that you're putting on people. And a lot of people argue, you know, getting married abroad or having a hen or a stag abroad is cheaper. But it's also, putting financial pressure on family and friends. Brendan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Brendan?
Hi, how you doing?
Now, Brendan, I got married the year before last, and my stag involved a pub crawl down Camden Street. That was about the height of it. We had a great night. It really was a thoroughly enjoyable night. I ended up being put into a taxi and sent home, but everybody enjoyed it. Why aren't people doing that more often?
I'm not too sure, Adrian. I think that people are throwing around a lot more money than what they have, and like people are borrowing money to go on these stag parties. I tell you why I chose my stag party in Temple Bar was because a close friend of hers, my girlfriend, was going to Alicante for her friends, and I ended up having to go to Newcastle for her husband's stag party, changing sterling, booking accommodation, booking flights and stuff like that. So I said, I'm not going to have that. I'd rather do it in Temple Bar. No flights necessary, no accommodation, more money to party.
And did you feel that to do that, or did you feel under kind of a financial pressure when you were going to Newcastle?
Of course. And then come to the wedding, then you're paying out money for a gift. The wedding was a black tie wedding, so I was paying out for a suit.
So
accommodation then in the hotel for the night of the wedding, so it's far too much money.
So you obviously feel that you did the right thing. And like I said, my stag involved a pub crawl in Camden Street and we had a brilliant night. Really was enjoyable. And I don't know if it would have been any more enjoyable had we had it in Newcastle or somewhere further afield.
No, I think Temple Bar is fine for the stags. Anywhere around Ireland actually is perfect for the stags. I don't know why people are looking to go off the likes of Alicante, Lanzarote and stuff like that.
And, okay, so you think they're putting unfair financial pressure on their friends?
Yes, definitely.
All right, stay there for one second, Brendan. You're putting unfair financial pressure on your friends if you're planning a stag or a hen in some far-flung corner of Europe or the world. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
What the hell is a hen's present? Don't have to buy somebody a present for going on their hens. Oh, tell her to cop on. It's not selfish. She's going there in her hands. You go with her or you don't. If you don't want to go, don't go. If you can't afford it, you say to her, I can't afford it. Hens, presents and all this, making a big deal about it. Weirdo.
Right, thank you. Call me right now on 6797981. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, to 0877 989898. Now, I know you're saying, and a lot of you are saying, just say no. But you already heard the message that I read out. Week-long fair in the Canaries, and the sister-in-law or future sister-in-law couldn't afford to go and is basically being ditched. Isn't part of the wedding party anymore. I'd love to hear from you. Ola, you're on 98FM. How are you, Ola?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, Ola, you think people are always selective with whom they invite. In other words, they wouldn't just invite anyone on a foreign stag or hen.
Exactly. You know, you always look at the situation of the people and then invite them. If you know they can't afford it, I don't think any reasonable person will do that. If you always know the group of friends you keep, you know, and then you know, okay, I'm sure this person can afford it. And then if there is someone in between amongst them who could not, and then you can always talk to yourself, oh, I think let's assist them, John, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? If you want him to go with you or her. But otherwise, it's no big deal. You always have to look around you. Oh, I'm sure this guy can afford it. You always know anyway. Your friends are buoyant. And then...
But okay, this lady who sent us in the message in the first place is close to the girl who's getting married, but she announced that she's going to Italy. It's a 3-night thing, 2 days off work, paying for flights, accommodation, spending money, and a hen present, whatever that is, on top of that. That's a lot of pressure to be putting your friends under.
Yeah, and then remember, it's a lot of pressure, you see. But if you can't afford it, it's not pressure. If you can afford it, it's not pressure at all. And then again, remember this also. There is always going to be a date in advance. So you are able to plan for it if you want.
Yeah, if you get a year's notice, let's say, 1 year notice of the hen or the stag, that's reasonable, I would think.
But in a year for just like... close 1,000 euro. That's not a big deal, you know. Yeah, it's like too much. 6 months, whatever, it's enough.
Okay, but yeah. You think the people only get invited if they know that they can afford it? Well, let me read this message to you. I was in the same situation last year. I was guilted into going to Prague, which cost €650. It was three nights, which was excessive, and we had to pay for the stag. This is what I was saying earlier on, that not only are you being asked to pay for yourself, but also to chip in to pay for the stag or the hen to go as well, so that it doesn't actually cost them any money. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it? The stag was in July and the wedding was shortly after. It meant I couldn't go on a holiday with my own family. Every time I opened WhatsApp, the price of the stag went up and up and up. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Adrian, just a question. When did hen presents become a thing? Like, I've been on plenty of hen nights or hen weekends, but I've never had to buy the hen a present. When did that become a thing? This is just madness. Like, it's just people don't have the money. Shouldn't feel pressured. Just don't go.
All right, well, there you go. I'm being told by our Rachel, who goes to a fair few hens, that, yeah, it is actually a thing. A hen present. And if it's not a present, then you're asked to kind of chip in for the cost of the hen or the stag for the bride-to-be or the groom-to-be. You're asked to chip in so that it doesn't actually cost them any money. So that's even more expense on top of it. Here's another WhatsApp voice message sent in to 0877 989898.
Hiya, I'm getting married in September. I'm going away in June on my hens, and it's cost us $225 for four nights in Portugal, and that's for flights and accommodation. There are some people who can't go. That's absolutely no problem. It won't affect them being on the wedding list. They can't go. They can't go. Money is not an issue. So, yeah, I just think it's madness that people are panicking over a hen's or a stag's party. If they can't go, they haven't got the money to go. It shouldn't affect them being on a wedding list. I have some of my immediate family that won't be going on the hens and the stags for the same reason. It's just mental.
So if by choosing your location for your hen or your stag abroad, some of your family and friends can't go, surely that's really unfair on them. That you're making them have to say, look, I'm really sorry, I can't afford to go. It's just far too expensive for me. If you had it in Dublin, they'd be able to go. If they couldn't afford an expensive night out, they could go for a couple of hours and head home. But when you're having it in Prague or the Canaries or whatever, they can't just make that decision to just head home because they're there. It does seem like it's an awful lot of financial pressure to be putting family and friends under. Here's another message. If they are real, genuine friends and family members, they will understand if financially people can't afford it. Everyone's financial situation is different. It's very selfish to just expect people to go abroad just because the bride or the groom thinks it's a good idea. That lady needs to grow a pair and say she can't go because she can't afford it. End of story. If she's uninvited to the wedding, then it wasn't a real friendship to begin with, says that message, which is a fair point. But a lot of people believe that you are putting totally unnecessary financial pressure on your friends. And what an awful thing to do to a friend, to put them in the position that they have to say no, that they have to say, I can't go. This could be your best friend in the whole world. And you're making them have to say no because they can't afford to go away. It just seems like an awful lot of unfair pressure to be putting people under. Let's bring in just a couple more calls on this. Kevin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good, Kev. Now, what did you want to say on this?
No, look, it's a bit, look, I'm a bit confused, right? Normally a stag is a night out, as you said yourself, or it's a quick weekend away with the lads. This thing about running away for a week, what are these people running away from? That's aside. When did paying for a stag or a bride or future brides become a thing? It's their potential divorce in the future.
Apparently it has become a thing. Like I said, my stag was in Dublin. It was a pub crawl on Camden Street. It was a great old night. So there was no financial pressure on anybody.
Exactly, yeah.
They just had to turn up. But I believe, because I've never actually been on a foreign stag, but I believe that, you know, when that's being organised, you're asked for a little bit extra. So say there's 20 of you, you pay 1/20th of the cost of the stag going or the hen going for the weekend.
That's a bit rich. That's Irish. That's a bit rich now, in fairness. And personally, that's what I think. I don't know, maybe it's a new thing that I'm not aware of. And as for the present giving... you're more or less paying for them to get married.
And you're right. Paying for their free stag or hen weekend.
And then the wedding present on top of that, and et cetera, et cetera. It's like, it's bad enough. Weddings are expensive enough for people to attend, right? And now you're paying for them to help them along that line. I was like, Jesus Christ, what happened to just getting pissed?
Okay, so if you were invited to a stag and you're asked for an extra 50 quid to pay for the stag himself to go, you'd say no, would you?
No, do you know what? Thankfully, I have a group of friends who couldn't even think of that. Thankfully, I do. Because, I don't know, maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know. But thankfully...
You've never been asked. All right. Let me finally go to Anglesey in North Wales, where, by the way, you can pick up 98FM perfectly. Ashley is on the line from Anglesey. Welcome to 98FM, Ashley.
Hi, Adrian. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Ashley, you're from Wales... But you had your stag in Dublin.
That's right, yeah, about 3 years ago. Only cost about £30 each on the boat.
Oh, that's all right, yeah.
I had an absolutely fantastic time. Two nights, brilliant. Can't ask for more. Good crack.
And how many nights did you stay?
Two nights.
Two nights in Dublin.
Two
so,
nights, yeah. And
in terms of accommodation, did it cost your friends much?
No, we stayed in one of the hostels there. I think it's called Generator.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, we stayed in that, and it was, you know, cheap and cheerful. Absolutely brilliant. I don't think it matters where you go. It's the company that you're with.
Okay, so having been on a stag in Dublin, and you know, we were talking about, you know, people don't want to stay in Dublin. You would recommend Dublin as a place for a stag weekend?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd go back in a heartbeat. No problem.
That's good to hear.
I've recently just got back from a stag do in Eindhoven. I think it pays also to book cheap, to book early. I mean, because I booked a return flight for £45 to Eindhoven. A couple of mates of mine, they left it and left it and left it, and by the time they were going to book it, it went up to 161.
Oh right, okay. This is
so what they did to cut costs is they had to get a flight to Dusseldorf in Germany and get the bus from Dusseldorf to Eindhoven.
Oh, right. Okay, so the point being that if you are planning to have an away stag or hen, give your party plenty of notice so that they can get cheap
Absolutely.
Flights and everything else. All right, let me just read one more message. Will you hear this? I had two mate stags on the same weekend. Both don't get along and knew that I was invited to both, so I didn't go to either. And some lads chose between the two, but was the best excuse to get out of going was saying I'm going to neither. Fair enough. God, there's two lads who really don't like each other if they deliberately planned their stags on the same weekend. And a final message. Adrian, you also have to pay for the activities that go on over the weekend. Another added cost. All right, there you go. So think about it when you're planning your stag or your hen, about whether or not you are putting unfair financial pressure on family and friends to go. All right, thank you very much indeed. And thank you to Louise, who brought that to our attention in the very first place. That's it from us for today. Listen, if you have something that you'd like to bring up on tomorrow's programme, why don't you open up your iPad or your phone or your computer and send me an email right now to dublintalks@98fm.com. dublintalks@98fm.com. If there's something that you'd like to bring up on the programme tomorrow, send us an email right now.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.